From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Kingdom has raised its terror alert level from severe to critical for the first time in a decade following a suicide blast at a concert Monday in the city of Manchester that left 22 dead and dozens wounded, some critically. British Prime Minister Theresa May said the decision was made by the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre.
This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent.
She said military personnel are being deployed to bolster police officers.
This means that armed police officers responsible for duties such as guarding key sites will be replaced by members of the armed forces, which will allow the police to significantly increase the number of armed officers on patrol in key locations.
She said troops will be deployed along with police at events like football matches and concerts. Thousands in Manchester, meanwhile, including Sheila, turned out Tuesday to attend a vigil honouring the victims of Monday's blast.
I hope we all want to carry on gathering in shops and at concerts and football. I mean, in Manchester, we're not going to stop going to music or we're not going to stop going to football, absolutely.
Police identified the suicide attacker as 22-year-old Salman Abedi, born in Britain to Libyan parents. Prime Minister May said it's possible a wider group was linked to the bombing, which comes just 2 weeks before a national election. A suicide bomber killed himself and at least four others Tuesday at a police checkpoint in Bosaso, the commercial capital of Somalia's northern Puntland region. Such attacks, while common in places like the capital Mogadishu, are less so in the semi-autonomous region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Security forces there have been battling Islamic State fighters who have broken away from the al-Shabaab insurgency. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has met with Pope Francis and holds talks later with Italian leaders before attending a NATO summit in Brussels. Before leaving Israel Tuesday, he said both Palestinians and Israelis told him during his brief two-day visit they want peace.
Both Israelis and Palestinians seek lives of hope for their children. And we know that peace is possible if we put aside the pain and disagreements of the past and commit together to finally resolving this crisis, which has dragged on for nearly half a century or more.
But he acknowledged making peace won't be easy. He said both sides face tough decisions, added with determination, compromise, and the belief that peace is possible, Israelis and Palestinians can make a deal. A senior U.S. intelligence official told lawmakers in Washington Tuesday North Korea is on the path to developing the capability of carrying out a nuclear strike against the U.S. Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart, who heads the Defense Intelligence Agency, said Pyongyang's multiple missile tests are yielding results.
Although shortfalls remain, key milestones have been met in specific systems, and they continue to obtain valuable data and insights from each test. Let me be very clear on this point. If left on its current trajectory, the regime will ultimately succeed in fielding a nuclear-armed missile capable of threatening the United States homeland.
At the same hearing, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said gaps in U.S. intelligence makes it nearly impossible to predict when the North could develop such a capability. Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro has vowed to form a new Congress in July, which will rewrite the country's constitution, and then regional elections will be held in December. Breaking ranks, a Supreme Court judge said the plan is not the solution to the country's crisis. Weeks of anti-government protests over food and medical shortages and hyperinflation have left more than 50 dead. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has vowed a harsh response after declaring martial law in Mindanao province, where Islamic State militants have clashed with troops. Mr. Duterte made the decision after cutting short a visit to Moscow. Ernie Abella is a presidential spokesman.
The president has called me and asked me to announce that as of 10 p.m. Manila time, he has already declared martial law for the entire island of Mindanao.
At least two soldiers have been killed, several wounded in Marawi, a predominantly Muslim city where militants have burned a school, church, and detention facility. Two more UN peacekeepers have been killed in Mali. The Chadians died while on foot patrol in the Kidal region near the Algerian border. Taiwan's constitutional court has ruled that same-sex couples have the right to marry, believed to be the first such ruling in Asia. It gave the government a period of 2 years for laws to be amended to allow same-sex couples to marry. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.